Good morning.
Well, the Brewers have a new manager, Ron Renicki, and a new style of playing.
Well, they do. They're, really going to try to get out and be a little bit more aggressive, on the base paths, trying to turn a single into a double, trying to lay down the bunt, steal some bases. And quite frankly, I think it's something that, the players embrace. I mean, these guys want to go out and have fun. They're playing a game. And yes, they're getting paid. Yes, it is a business. But still, ultimately, when it boils down to it, when it is game time, it's still a game. They got to enjoy it to succeed. And I think this team is a little looser. I think the communication line with the new manager, Ron Renicki, is better suited right now for these guys. And I think they're embracing change, as it's a very positive thing. So, barring a few nagging injuries, Terry, I think they'll be okay, hopefully.
Absolutely. And one thing they did was bolster their pitching staff, which has been kind of a problem for them for years. But two of their top pitchers, Zach Greinke and Sean Markham, are going to be unavailable for the first weeks of the season because of injuries. Is that going to hurt them a lot?
Well, Zach Greinke is going to be out for probably, I would imagine, a good 3 weeks to start things out, at least maybe the first month of the season at most. But the good news is that Sean Markham, the other pitcher that they acquired from Toronto, is expected to go here at the first weekend of the season, which is good.
Now, the Brewers seem to have made all the right moves in the offseason to make their first playoff run since 2008. But the other teams in their division are going to have a lot of say as to how they do. How do the Brewers stack up against the rest of the National League Central Division?
Well, I think they stack up pretty well. I think, most people are picking the Reds and the Brewers to battle it out. They've got as good of offense as anybody in baseball, not just in the division. So to be able to compete on the offensive side is good. Defensively, They're in fairly good shape. They're not the best defensive team out there, but if things bounce their way and they can make some plays, hopefully they'll be okay there. And then the pitching staff, like we just talked about, I mean, you got to be healthy to succeed in any professional sport. And this team just needs to avoid the major injuries. And if they get one, they need to figure out a way to overcome it. That's been a problem, for this team in the past. I think their depth is actually pretty good, to be honest with you. They have some good veteran players on this team this year. Hopefully, at the end of the year, you just want to be competitive and be in the race and see what happens in September.
Craig Gashon, thanks for being with us.
You got it. Thank you for having me.